This podcast is brought to you by Boston University School of Management, developing tomorrow's builders and leaders by fusing the art, science, and technology of business. For more information, visit bu.edu/management.
My name is Meenakshi Verma Agarwal, and I'm the Program Officer for Global Exchange Programs at the Deshpande Foundation. The Deshpande Foundation was founded by Guru Raj and Jayashree Deshpande. They're tech entrepreneurs based here in Boston. In 2005, they decided that they were going to focus their foundation on grant making in this particular region of Northwest Karnataka, which is in South India. This is where they're from, but they wanted to focus their grant making on four fields, which is health, livelihood, agriculture, and education. So within those four sectors, we fund about 65 NGOs and several different projects that are related to reaching out to the underprivileged parts of society working on these groups. But the added caveat is really that we work with groups that have social entrepreneurship as part of their vision. So is their model unique? Is it some type of an innovation that's contributing largely to the social innovation sector? And what does it add? How does it add value? And the unique thing about the Deshpande Foundation is as a foundation, we not only provide financial resources to these organizations, we also provide human resources as trained, skilled, talented professionals who are interested in going and spending time working with these NGOs to help make an impact on their broader mission. I have a background in public health. I have a master's in public health, and I've been involved in development in India for the last 6 or 7 years, and I'm really passionate about programs that bring development to a new level, which really means connecting it with the right kind of skill set. Surveying the nonprofit culture in India, I have lived there and I've worked there as well. You know, I saw a great scarcity of skilled professionals. There's plenty of skilled professionals in India who know their sector well. I think the added value of someone coming from the outside and working together to figure out what ways programs can become more efficient, can add value to the bigger sector, and create replicable models that can be used all over the world eventually, you know. So it's about taking that great idea and how you can scale it to the next level and make it valuable in that regard. And that's pretty much the function of the Deshpande Foundation. We're one of the only foundations that work in India that really focus on this aspect of sustainability, replicability, and bringing a new model to the NGO sector. Because one of the main things that nonprofits are sometimes afraid of is the joining of the skills from the private sector to the public sector. And what is important to be understood is that there's a lot of value that comes from both sides. So you can still keep your nonprofit mission and be very passionate about the cause, but some of the skills and the ideas that come from the private sector will really add value and help you bring that organization to the next level. There's a few really great projects happening right now. One of the programs that we also have is this Innovators Program. So we have two fellowships that I work specifically in, and one of the fellowships is to send someone there for 1 year, work there for a whole year with one organization. Another initiative is the Innovators Fellowship, and we work with university students, which I think is particularly exciting and might be a way for BU students to also get involved, is if you have student groups on campus, you know, international clubs or global medical brigades, Engineers Without Borders. A lot of college campuses have these organizations. People who are from non-traditional sectors but very passionate about the public sector. So, and they want to find a way to bridge their skills into the developing world. For example, there's definitely a shortage of engineers that are working on some of the development issues that come along. So we partnered with UC Berkeley in this regard, and there's a group of students called, that they have a student organization called HMS, and it stands for Hatme Sehat, and it's an organization, it stands for Health in Your Hands. So what they do is they try to teach water filtration, water testing, and they've actually, their engineering students have created a water filter that's a low-cost filter, and now they're applying it in the specific region of Northwest Karnataka. So the students came for a summer. Part of their students are public health, so they're doing education. Part of their students are doing monitoring and evaluation, and their engineering students are doing the actual product that they want to try to market out to the communities that really need access to clean water. So that's been kind of one of my more exciting projects, I think, that's happening, because I think it's a really great way to bridge the ideas that come in from academia, research, you know, just people who are passionate about the cause, and helping them apply that to the actual grassroots NGOs that are working in that field. So it not only provides a reality check for the students to say, okay, you know what, I thought this was the solution, but having gone and tested it, actually it's not. And then the NGOs to have some fresh innovation and have some new ideas coming in that help them think about things that maybe they didn't before, or develop ideas that they had but didn't know how to bring it to fruition. What I really feel is that MBA students can add a unique value to the development sector. The traditional fields like sociology, public health, have always sort of been connected with the public sector. MBAs, you know, it's always had this connotation of always going into the private sector, but with the world changing and becoming more global, a lot more MBA students are eventually transitioning to the nonprofit sector, and their skills are very valuable. Just even the idea of bringing marketing to the public sector. A lot of NGOs are now working in social norms marketing, which was something that was directly derived from the business model of marketing, but sort of molded and adjusted to what the needs of a nonprofit are, and then also things like business plans, which help nonprofits think strategically, you know, 3 to 5 years down the road. Mostly nonprofits were always into putting out fires, you know, there's a fire here, there's a fire there, let's put it out, but not thinking, okay, how does this fit into my long-term vision? So those are two specific areas where MBA can be very valuable to the NGO sector, and things that they should be proud about is that, you know, that they truly do add value bringing these skills to the field, because there is a shortage. Even in our fellowship program, there was a shortage of applicants that have MBAs. And, you know, I mean, it could just be because of the, you know, reality of how much people can afford to come into the public sector. The salaries are not as always as high as they are in the private sector. But the value added is truly worth more than that, because they're actually bringing their skill set into the public sector that's going to enhance the value of the work that's happening. So, for example, one of our nonprofits is working in water literacy. They're teaching people about safe drinking water, how to use water as a resource that needs to be preserved. One of our fellows is introducing a business plan into their organization, and this organization is very vision-based. The founder is a great visionary, but is really not able to get his hands around the infrastructure and operation of the organization. And in that way, the organization, once it has a business plan, once it has better operational infrastructure, is going to be elevated to the next level of efficiency, possibly appealing to more donors, also making a better appeal to their constituents for understanding why this program is important and it needs to be sustained. So the value of MBAs coming into the global public sector is definitely, at this point, it's a necessary factor that needs to go into it, because without that injection of the MBA skills and the ideas that come from the private sector, the NGOs will have a slower growth curve. The Deshpande Foundation also, you know, because our founder is an entrepreneur, also we're looking at our nonprofits as ways that they can become sustainable. So it's not just thinking about how are we funding you and how many years are we going to fund you for, but it's how can we help you become more independent in terms of your funding and not necessarily always dependent on grant funding. Encouraging them to think of income generating models for their organizations, or approaching different types of funders. One way is that we try to help them with monitoring and evaluation, because, you know, having clear results and outcomes will help other funders understand, you know, what you're able to contribute to it. So I think we're just trying to also develop that skill set in the organization so they can become independent of focusing just on grant money, but to expand their resource set and look for different ways that they can continue to run their organizations. And, you know, unfortunately, the financial crisis will contribute to a lot of nonprofits not being funded, but because we are a family foundation, we are able to be insulated by that slightly for the time being. I would encourage all, you know, any students or young professionals who have innovations or ideas about working in India or are passionate about the developing world to visit our website, www.deshpandefoundation.org, and really get a sense of whether the fellowship is something that they would be interested in, because I find it to be a very unique opportunity that broadens your horizons and gives you a real-time view as to what's happening in the developing world. I think, you know, with the access to the internet and you know, the world becoming smaller, we still make a lot of assumptions about what's going on in the developing world. And I think until you go there, you see it, you feel it, you smell it, you taste the, you know, different issues that are happening on the ground, you'll become a better career person no matter what you go into, because you have an understanding of exactly what's happening in the field.
This podcast has been a presentation of Boston University School of Management. For additional podcasts or more information about our programs, visit bu.edu/management.